Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we're starting Maseches Brachos on our own pace, not Daf Yomi pace. It's about 63 blot, so Be'ez Hashem will take us a little bit over a year, maybe a year and a half, depending on vacation schedules. We begin the first page of the Oral Law with the words Me'emasai Korin Es Hashma. From when do we begin saying the Shema Ba'arvin in the evening? Why do we start Shas with this mitzvah? Because this is really the first mitzvah that a Jew does in his life. Why? Because the first time you're obliged in mitzvahs is when you're bar mitzvah. And when do you become bar mitzvah? In the 13th year of your life. And when does that 13th year begin? It begins at night. And what's the first mitzvah you do? At nightfall, the biblical mitzvah is to say the Shema. So it makes sense that that would be the first mitzvah that is discussed in Brachos. As well, it's the Shema, which is our faith in Hashem, which is the central point of all of Yiddishkeit. So the question that is asked is, Me'emasai Karin Es Shema Barvin, from when is there an obligation to begin saying the nighttime Shema? So the Mishnah says the answer, Mishasha Kahanim Nichnosim Lechol B'Trumasim. At the time that a Kohen who had become Tameh and is not permitted to eat truma, at the time that a Kohen may enter to eat the truma, the Kohen would be required at least to go to the mikvah, and after goes to the mikvah, when the sun sets and the stars come out, at that point he's allowed to eat truma, and that is coincides with the same time in which the obligation is to begin to say the Shema, which is Tseisa Kochavim, when three stars come out. That is nightfall. That's the beginning time for that. That's the earliest you could say it. Ad Sof Hashma Rishona, until the end of the first watch. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, these are the words of Rebbe Eliezer, as we explained on Shabbos at Shalosh Shudas, why we start with Rebbe Eliezer as the first Tana mentioned. Now, the first watch, you'll see in the next page on Daf Gimel, Rebbe Eliezer will tell us that the night is divided up into three watches. We'll get into great detail on what that is. And the first watch ends. So the night is divided into three parts. So one third of the night is considered the end of the first watch. So let's just look at a conventional day of sunset is 6 o'clock and sunrise is 6 o'clock. You have to wait until the stars would come out. So depending on how long you say that is. So let's just say for the sake of argument, it's 72 minutes to be on the strict side, whatever. So you could begin saying the Shema at 7:12, let's say, and that's 12 hours of night. So the first third would be 4 hours. You'd have until 10 o'clock or so. So that's the Pina Rebbe Eliezer. You'll see on the end of the next page, the question is the first clause part of the words of Rebbe Eliezer or only the second clause of the words of Rebbe Eliezer? In other words, we said, from when do you begin saying the Shema? So the first clause says, from when the Kohanim can eat the Truma, which is when the three stars come out. But then it says, until the end of the first watch, Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. So are the words of Eliezer the entire sentence, both clauses? In other words, is he saying that's the beginning time as well? Or is he only saying the ending time, and it could be the beginning time, was just a general opinion with no specific name attributed to it? Why I'm belaboring that point is on Amud Beis, we'll see there's no less than six opinions as to when the beginning time of saying the Shema is. This opinion of the Mishnah is argued. And there's five other opinions that disagree if it's exactly at when the three stars come out. So we'll see later on. So this fact, for sure, Rebbe Eliezer says you have until the end of the first watch. The question is, does he also say the first clause, that from when the stars come out? That we'll see on Amud Beis. But that clearly is Rebbe Eliezer's opinion. The Chachamim say, no, you only have until Ad Chatzos, until midnight, halachic midnight. So let's say our scenario 6 to 6 would be 12 o'clock midnight. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, Ad Shiyale Amud HaShachar, until the morning pillar comes up. That is not sunrise, but that is dawn. Which, again, there's many opinions as to what that is. So let's just say, for the sake of argument, 72 minutes before the sun rises. So you have until dawn, because dawn would already be the next day, would be morning. So you clearly cannot say the nighttime Shema when it is dawn. So you have three opinions. Opinion number one, until the end of the first watch. Chachamim say you have until Chatzos. Rav Gamliel says you have until the morning pillar comes up. What is the basis of the Machlokas? The basis of Machlokas is the Torah says you say the Shema V'shachbacha Uvkumecha, as you lie down and as you get up. So as you lie down, that's the nighttime Kriya Shema. As you get up, it's the morning Kriya Shema. The Machlokas is, what does it mean, Uvashachbacha, as you lie down? Torah could have said, you say the Shema day and night. Would have been a simpler way of saying, say the Shema day and night. Doesn't say that. It says, when you go, Uvashachbacha, as you lie down. So the Machlokas, what does it mean? Does it mean when you're going to sleep, as you're going to lie down? Or does it mean as the time when you are lying down? What's the difference? Well, when do people generally go to sleep? They'll go to sleep any time from when the stars come out and it's dark. No one's sleeping before it's dark, right? So when it's dark, and generally by 10 o'clock, remember in a society where we don't have electricity, right? By 10 o'clock, everybody's gone to bed. They've gone into their bed. And that's it. That's the time you have to say Shema. The other opinion, let's say, Rabbi Gamliel, until the morning comes up, means as while you're sleeping, as you lie in the bed. So lying in the bed means anytime from when you get into bed, as long as you're lying in the bed. So that's the two ways of looking. What does the word of Shachbacha mean? Why the rabbis say you have until Chatzos, we'll see in a minute. So those are the three opinions. Maisa, there's a story. Ubo Banav Mebeis HaMishta. The sons of Rav Gamliel were at a simcha, were at a banquet, and they came well after midnight home. So Amrulo, they said to their father, Lo Karinu Eshma, we have not yet read the Shema, and we know the rabbis say you only have until Chatzos. So perhaps it's too late, and we've missed out on the boat. So Amr Lahem, he says to them, Im lo ala amuda shachar, as long as the morning pillar, as long as dawn has not risen, chayavim atam likros, you are obliged to read. And now he says, and don't just think this is the only time where we see chatzos, really doesn't mean chatzos. Velo zo bovad omru, and not only in this case by the Shema did the rabbi say until midnight, but really, according to the biblical law, you have until the morning time. So whenever the rabbis say you only have until Chatzos, really the biblical mitzvah is mitzvah samad shiyala amud hashachar. The mitzvahs until dawn, such as hekter chalovim, the burning of the fats. We know certain parts of every animal that are sacrificed on the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, there are certain fats that cannot be eaten, they must be burnt. Veivorim, and there's certain body parts, let's say of a korban ola, for example, certain body parts, the entire body parts really, must be burnt. So you really have mitzvasam, the mitzvah is at shiyala amud hashachar, until dawn. Similarly, v'chol ha'necholim liyom echad, and any animal offerings where you are entitled to eat it for one day. In other words, you have the day it was shechted, you have that day, and through the night. And let's say a korban todah, which you can only eat that day and that night. Mitzvahs, and the mitzvah really is at shiyala amud hashachar, until dawn. Okay? But the rabbis still say, in two of those cases, you only have until midnight. So why did the rabbis say you only have until midnight? The answer is to distance a person from sinning. The rabbis were concerned that if a person, for example, was allowed to eat the meat sacrifices until the morning time, what's the problem when we come to the morning time? The morning time, it's nosor. Anything that's left over until dawn is called nosor, which you're prohibited to eat by the punishment of kares. That's a serious punishment. So a guy figures he's eating, and I got until 6 o'clock in the morning. Now remember, dawn is 72 minutes before. It's not exactly bright and sunny at dawn. As a matter of fact, it's pretty dark. And a person can figure, it's dark, I got lots of time, especially if it's a cloudy day anyway. The guy could eat till 7:30 and it's still dark. So then he gets kares. So the rabbis wanted to get the person far away from sinning, and therefore they say you have to finish it by midnight. That's a so you understand. So that's why they're saying it the same thing by Shema. So really, biblically, you have until dawn to say the Shema. But the rabbis want to make sure that you do it properly, and you don't, because what happens? You may say, well, I got till dawn, so I'll take a little nap. Next thing you know, you wake up, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. He didn't say it. So therefore they say midnight to keep us away from that situation. So, and that is the therefore, we have now the three-way machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer says you have to say the Shema at the time where people go into their bed, which is only until the first third of the night, according to Rabbi Eliezer. After that point, you cannot say the Shema. You've missed the time, and you're finished. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you got the whole night, because as long as you're in bed, and as long as you're at a time when people are in bed, you can say the Shema. The rabbis agree with that second opinion. However, they're saying, at least according to this, the way Rabbi Gamliel understands it, but they want to protect that we don't go past that, and therefore they limit it to Chatzos. And what is the halacha? The halacha is as Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, which means that we should, lechatchila, say the Shema. And well, let's go all the opinions. Number one, you should not say the Shema until three stars come out. That is the optimal time when you should say it. At the beginning of that's when you should really first say the Shema. Okay? That now, if you didn't, you do really have until dawn. But we do follow the rabbis who say you should say it by Chatzos. And that is the halacha. So again, you should be davening in a perfect world, Maariv, as close to the three stars coming out, which doesn't always work out for everybody, but as close to after. So if the stars come out is, let's say, when Shabbos is over. So Shabbos is over. When was it over last week? 5:40. Let's just say 5:40. So really, you should be saying the Shema at 5:40, meaning optimally, you would start davening Maariv at 5:40. Because you're saying the Shema 1 minute in, 2 minutes into Maariv. Or you don't have to daven Maariv at all at 5:40. We're not talking about davening Maariv. We're saying the Shema is one mitzvah. Davening Maariv is a second mitzvah. So really, what you should do, to really do it the best way, is at 5:40, say the Shema. That's really what you should do, because Rizim Makdimin LeMitzvahs. But if you don't, you clearly have until midnight, and therefore you can arrange your Maariv schedule anytime until midnight.
See the Shema.
If, for whatever reason, you didn't say it by midnight, you have, let's say, gone against the rabbi's protective measure, and you should not have a normal schedule that I always daven Maariv at 2 o'clock in the morning. Should not be part of your daily routine, because that's going against the rabbis. But for whatever reason, you forgot, you didn't get around to doing it, you may do it until dawn.
Just Shema or the whole
night? We're talking only about the mitzvah of
Shema.
In this chapter, we're not talking about Maariv. And we're talking only about the Shema. Maariv's a different issue. It's tefillah, it's not coronating Hashem. Again, it makes sense that the fact is, before you, that night and day are two different time frames of a human being's life. Remember, the morning is a time where there's good, positive spiritual energies. The morning is the time where a person's meant to, as they say, asay tov, do the good that you're supposed to do in the day. Because generally, the daytime is when you can do things. At nighttime, generally, you can't do much at nighttime, especially if there isn't any light. So therefore, it's the time to do asay tov, good energies, chesed, davening, mitzvahs, this, that, all these things. Most of the mitzvahs can only be done in the day, right? So therefore, you do good. So there's good energy. So you start off by coronating Hashem, and you say, my loyalty to do good for this next 12 hours is based on my loyalty to Hashem. And that sets the tone, and everything I do is to coronate Hashem. Everything I'm doing, I'm working to a Kiddush Hashem. I'm thinking about Hashem. That sets the tone. Once night falls, it's a different spiritual energy. It's the negative energy now is there. It's the time where people are more likely to do Averos. The negative energies are stronger. And most crimes are done at night. That's, more averos are done at night. If you statistically look at your own life, when you do more averos, it's usually at night and not in the day. Because there's negative energies. When a person is sick physically, when are you feel sicker? In the day or at night? Always at night. Why is that? It's part of the negative energies that are there. Science, I don't know if it can explain it, but that's what it is. It's the negative energies. So therefore, you have to say Shema again to coordinate Hashem under the negative energy to show how you have to more sur meira, stay away from evil, and that takes a different focus. To resist is a different energy than to do. So you coordinate Hashem to help you in your resistance. Now, part of the resistance, remember the Gemara says, if the Yetzer comes to you to get you to an Avera, what's strategy number one to resist? What does the Gemara later on say? Take him into the base medrash and learn. So when the Yetzer at night is strong, says, let's do some Averas now. He says, no, I'm going to take you to the base medrash. We're going to learn. So that's why, that's a different energy than going out and doing mitzvahs through chesed and positive energies. So therefore, you should coordinate. So really, you should be coordinating Hashem at the beginning of the night.
People do that, sir.
I'm not saying they do. I mean, that would be an optimal way of doing things. Now,
it takes 2 minutes.
People have. You're right.
What a great idea.
That would be a great idea.
6 o'clock.
See if you can do it. But the rabbis, that's the earliest. If you do it any earlier, it's premature because it's still daytime. I don't need it at that energy. So it's like saying the morning Shema, 4 o'clock in the morning, like we had a problem today. It's too early. So that's why we have to say it over, to say it at the right time. So really, in a perfect world, if you're very, very particular, but you're not going to find. It's very interesting. I don't know why. There are people who have Nate's minions. Yeah. It's not easy because it's not easy to adjust your life to the schedule. Sometimes you're starting davening at 4 o'clock. Sometimes you're starting davening at 7:30. It doesn't really work well for people who have to be at work at a certain time. I don't know why there isn't a Seis minion. I don't know why, because
you're down to the plug.
No, they're down with the plot, but that's not the way it should be. It really should be a tseis minion. For some reason, it's not there. I mean, if you're so worried to start the day the right way, I mean, Gemara will say Vasikin has special attributes to it, which we will see in subsequent chapters. But in a perfect world, you would daven Maariv exactly when the three stars come out. At least we do that on Saturday night. But the rabbis have given you the leeway, at least, until Chatzos. So the main thing is, if you have a set minion that you go to, obviously we have a set 9:15 minion every weeknight, so then that's, we're not going to miss it, because we're always coming to that set, so that's fine. That is the Mishnah.
This becomes a real issue. Like, we were on a cruise one year in the Baltics, like in St. Petersburg, where it was the end of June, early July. Doesn't really get dark.
Land of the midnight sun.
Yeah. So
it's a problem.
So we stopped before St. Petersburg in Tallinn, Estonia, went to the Chabad, and I asked the rabbi, what does he do? And he says it gets dark around 1 o'clock in the morning for about 20 minutes at that time of the year.
That's when they say it.
So he says he sets his alarm, goes to bed, sets his alarm for 1 o'clock, gets up, says the Shema. Then he waits 20, 30 minutes, and the sun starts to come up over the horizon.
He says the Shema again.
And goes back to bed. But he said to me, I would rely on the Pesach and just say the Shema when you get up and go to bed.
That's God's way of saying, really, Jews shouldn't be living there. It's not exactly a spiritual place. No. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you never have this problem, right? Everyone agrees? We live in Eretz Yisrael? There's a reason why we should live in Eretz Yisrael. You never have these problems. Pesach is Pesach. Sukkot is Sukkot. You're able to do everything properly. That's part of the goals. Okay. That is the mission. Rashi does comment as to... So Rashi asks, why do we find people that they daven Maariv early and they say the Shema early? So what's the point of it? Now, you'll see later, davening Maariv is a totally different aspect. It has nothing to do with when you're going to sleep. That's going to be another chapter. So he says, we see that people are saying the Shema early. So why are they saying the Shema early? So he says, so that we should have words of Torah that we're saying before we say the Amida prayer. to not just jump into an Amida prayer. We should have some words that are that. So when they say the Shema early, when you're davening, let's say after plag, okay, you're not fulfilling everybody. Almost everybody agrees you're not fulfilling the mitzvah Shema. So why are we wasting our time saying the Shema?
It's before Tzitzkot Kohanim, right?
Yes. Remember, in those days, they worked out in the fields. They worked in the fields. So when they came home, as it was getting dark, as the sun is starting to set, so they would meet in a place in the fields, and they would daven mincha, and then they daven marv, okay, before it got dark. Because by the time you got home, and it was really dark, people weren't going out of their house and weren't going to shul. So they were davening Maariv early. So, okay, so to daven Maariv, technically, as long as it's after plag, you can daven Maariv. So Rashi says, so why are they saying the Shema? So he's saying to say the Shema. So you should have some words of Torah preceding the Amida. And then Rashi says, and you have to say the Shema over. And he says, you said when you say the bedtime Kriya Shema, when you have to say for other reasons, the bedtime Kriya Shema is to protect you from danger when you go to sleep, and then you say the bedtime Kriya Shema. Interestingly, Rashi, for whatever reason, says you only say the first chapter of the Shema by the bedtime Kriya Shema. We don't rule like Rashi, and we would say the three chapters. So therefore, if we do daven at an early Mincha Maariv, let's say on Sundays, we do an early Mincha Maariv, then you have to repeat the Shema because we said it too early.
All three.
Okay. And we should say all three.
Where's plag?
Okay, well, don't worry about what plag is. We'll talk about it later. Plag is 1.25 hours before sunset. Okay. And according to some opinions, that already has a halachic status of nighttime for prayer. That's all we need to mention right
you
now.
You can just repeat the whole Shema after it's dark and then do the bedtime Shema over the one.
Yes, you could do that too. But we just, you know, try to figure out what works out easier for people. Okay, that is the Mishnah. Gemara now asks the following question. Tana Heicha Koi. Where was, literally means, where was the Tana of our Mishnah standing? That's what it literally means. What it means to say, what was the Tana referring to? In other words, the Tana is just starting to say, from when do we say the Shema? Well, how do we know we're supposed to say the Shema? I mean, the Tana is making an assumption that you say the Shema. So he must be, we have a source where he's starting from. So Gemara says, well, this is where it's based on. Diktani, that he's asking, Diktani Memase, that we're saying from when? From when do you say the nighttime Shema? Well, where is there in the Torah the obligation to say the Shema at night? That's what Gemara is asking. In other words, the Tana is presupposing there's an obligation to say the nighttime Shema. So Gemara just wants to know, well, where is that in the Torah? What?
When you lay down.
Well, that's what we're going to say. We're just getting to that point. And second question they're asking of Asu, Maishna, the Tani Barvis Aresha. Another question, why do we start with the nighttime Shema? I already gave you an answer. But the Gemara asks, Lisni de Shachris Beresha. Why don't we start with the morning Shema? Let's start with the discussion there. Now, why would they base that? So look what you find. You find by the Korban Tumit. Fascinating halacha. The daily offering. How is the daily offering presented in the Torah? It says you bring a daily offering. How many times a day do you bring the daily offering?
Twice.
What?
Twice.
Yeah, twice. And what's the order? What's the order in the Torah? Starting with?
Morning.
Shachris. The Torah writes it. You bring a korban tamid. You start it in the morning. It's the first one in the night. So you see that the Torah, by the Korban Tamid, which is the daily offering, starts in the day, and then in the late afternoon is the second one.
You don't bring it at night.
What?
We do everything late first.
We don't bring it at night, but we talk about the morning one before the afternoon. Here the Tana discusses we should at least discuss the morning Shema first, right? That usually fits in the cycle of a day. Usually you get up in the morning, you bring a Korban Tamid in the morning. And when you're ending the day, you bring the Korban Tamid in the late afternoon. So you're davening, you get up in the morning, you say the Shema. You go to bed, you say it at night. That's the daily cycle of a person's life. Your Avodas Hashem starts that way. So why are we starting with a nighttime Shema? So the Gemara will answer both questions with one swipe. Tana, the Tana Akrokoi, is based on a pasuk. And this answer will answer both questions. The pasuk says, as I already told you, b'shach b'cha, You will say the Shema as you lie down, when you lie down, uvukomechem, when you arise. V'hochi k'toni. And this is what the Mishnah is saying. Zman. Zman kriya Shema. Deshchiva emes. What the Mishnah is asking is, when is the time of when you're lying down? When is that lying down time? And the Gemara answers, Misha sheha kohanim nichnasim le'echol b'chumasam. It's when the Kohanim enter to eat that their truma. And since we're talking about the obligation to say the nighttime Shema, and that is at the very first lying down that you're doing, at first you lie down and then you get up. So the Torah says you lie down, you get up, and that's when you say the Shema. If God said, for whatever reason, God could have said, say the Shema when you get up and when you lie down. But God didn't say that. He said, say the Shema when you lie down and get up. So obviously, if God put it in that order, we should follow His order the way Hashem does it. Right? So therefore, that's answer number one. So that answers what we're sourced on and why we're starting with the nighttime Shema. That's answer number one. Answer number two, V'iboy Yisem, if you want, at least for the second part of the question, Yolif mi b'riyas or something, we can learn from the creation of the world. How did God start when He decided to discuss the creation of the world? Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Vayehi Erev, it was evening, Vayehi Boker, was morning, Yom Echad, one day. So we see from the creation of the world that the cycles of the day starts at night and then goes into the day. So therefore the Shema is the same thing, that we start with the mitzvah of night and then we go into the day. Okay, now, that's two separate answers. Moore is now going to ask a question on the second answer. The first answer is a really good answer. With this one, the Shema, we do it. But the problem is going to be with the second answer. Well, we do with the day starts at night, so start at night of the day. So he said, if that's the case, if so, second answer, the only question on the second answer. Seifa, let's look at the Seifa, the second part of our mission. Not this mission, but on the next mission later on. On Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Let's look at another Mishnah. When it doesn't talk about saying the Shema, but it talks about the brachas that precede and follow the Shema. So how does that order work? We talk about the Shema in this Mishnah. In a later Mishnah, we talk about the brachas you say before and after the Shema, in the morning and the night. So let's think for a minute. If we started this Mishnah, it starts with the nighttime Shema and then the daytime Shema, what would make sense for the Mishnah when it talks about the brachas before and after the Shema? What would it talk about first? The brachas before and after the nighttime or the morning Shema? Which one should we start with?
Nighttime.
Start with the nighttime. Shouldn't you start with the night one? But that's not what the next Mishnah does. So Seifa Diktani, the next Mishnah that says Bishachar, in the morning, Mevorach Shtaim Lefaneha, you say two brachas before the Shema, Ve'achas Arach, and one after the Shema, Uba'erev, and in the evening, Mevorach Shtaim Lefaneha, you make two brachas before the Shema, Ushtaim Lecha, and two brachas after the Shema.
It's a
Mishnah, Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. It's the third Mishnah in this parak. So according to the first answer, it's no question. The first answer says, you know why we started the night Shema? Because the Torah says, when you lie down. So I got no choice. I got to start the same way. The brachas of the Shema is not biblical. So the brachas, we can go back to the default position, start with the day. Remember, the Gemara is assuming the default position, and we discuss Judaism, and living as a Jew starts in the day, ends at night, like the Korban Tamid. That's the default position. So that is, we always go with that default position. We always start with the day, go to the night. But since Shema got purposefully started with the night before the day, so at least the Shema we got to do, discuss the night before the day. But the mitzvah of saying the brachos, that's not the mitzvah of Shema. That's a rabbinic mitzvah. Okay, so then we can start with the day and go in the night. That's okay according to answer number one. But answer number two, that says, no, we go according to the creation of the world, and really we should do everything night before the day. So the question is, so why do we do the brachas? So the question now is, lisni de arvis bereisha. Let's say the nighttime brachas of the Shema should be listed first, because the night always precedes the day. Right? That's what the commentary says. The Gemara asks this question only in response to the second answer, but not the first. Because the verse regarding creation teaches a general rule regarding the night coming before the day. Thus, if this rule was the Tanna's reason for explaining the laws of the evening Shema before those of the morning Shema, you should have followed the same rule in explaining the laws of the blessing Shema as well. The first answer of it is not assumed that the Tana spoke of the evening Shema first because evening comes before morning the second day, but rather because the Shema verse itself, when you lie down and when you arise, speaks of night before the day. Okay, so therefore it's only a question according to the second answer. So Gemara answers the following. Tana Pasach Barvis, the Tana started with the nighttime Shema, right? That is. And then Vahadr. Now what do you think then the next Mishnah? Vahadr Tani Bishakis. Mishnah 1, with early now, is the nighttime Shema. Mishnah 2, that we'll learn in a few weeks, whatever, months, tells when do we start the morning Shema. Mishnah 3 then talks about the brachas. So Mishnah 1, we start with the nighttime Shema, because according to the second answer, the night comes before the day. Mishnah 2 talks about the morning Shema, because the day comes after the night. Wow. So now, after Mishnah 2, we're dealing where? We're dealing with daytime Shema. So now that we're in the daytime at the end of the second Mishnah, so Ad the Koy B'Shachris, while we're still involved with the morning Shema in Mishnah 2, so now we go to Mishnah 3 to discuss the brachas. So Parish Mili the Shachris, we're going to stick with the Shachris, the morning issues, and that will be the brachos of this morning Shema. We'll discuss that whilst we're on the morning Shema. Bahadur Parish Miladarvis. Then we go back to the Marav. So to recap, according to the first answer, that the nighttime Shema is said in the Torah before the daytime Shema, that's what we say, the night before the day. But when we get to the Mishnah about the brachas is not in the Torah. So I can go to the default, we always do the day before the night. But according to the second answer, it says, no, we do the night before the day because the Torah starts with the night before the day. So why don't we start the brachas of the Shema in the night before the brachas and Shema of the day? The answer is, once the first Mishnah started the nighttime Shema, the second Mishnah started the daytime Shema, while we're on the topic of the daytime Shema, so we go on to the topic of the daytime brachas of the Shema, then we go to the brachas of the nighttime Shema. Okay, questions?
What does the Kai mean?
Standing. So, at the Koi B'Shachris. So, as we're standing in Shachris, right, we're at this point of Shachris. Let's move on to Mariv. Okay. Now, we still got another 3 minutes. We'll hop one more piece. So, what was on. Well, now, let's go back to the Mishnah. Mishnah says, from when can you begin to say the Shema? What should have been the simple answer? When do you begin to say the Shema? Answer is?
Three stars.
So why do we start talking about when the Kohanim can eat the Truma?
Yeah.
It just so happens to be three stars. But why say a straight answer? Say when the three stars are out. That's what you mean. Just say it. Why do you have to start guessing? So Amar, says the master, meaning we're going back to understand the Mishnah. The master says, Mishah shal Kohanim nechnasim lechol b'trumas. At the time where the Kohanim who were Tamei that went to the mikvah, when they can now eat their Truma now that the stars are out. Michti, let's see. Kohanim emas koach l'truma. When is it that the Kohanim can begin to eat the truma? The answer is mishas seisa kohanim, when the stars come out. So if when the stars come out, so Lisni, why didn't you write in the Mishnah mishas seisa kohanim, when the stars come out? Just say that. Say the Bible. I know it could be true that the Kohanim is there, but we're not talking about Kohanim that are tame. More answers. Milsav agav urche kamash malon. Something agav urche, in passing kamash malon, they wish to teach us. In other words, if we can say the answer in one of two ways, and the second way can be pregnant with another idea, and I can get two ideas in one clause, why not do it? It'll help us remember halachas. So it's just in passing, it mentions Kohanim emes koach levi truma. When can Kohanim eat truma? Mishash tseisa kochavim, when they can come out. So when the stars come out. And the question is, so what's the big deal? Well, Kamash Balan, he's telling us to fight the following chiddush. Because for truma, that's when it could be. The kapara lo ma'akva. That kapara, atonement, does not hold back. There are certain types of tuma. Let's say if someone is a zav or a zava, the tuma is such that you have to count 7 days clean, go to the mikvah on the seventh day, the stars, you go wait for the nightfall, and the next day you have to bring a korban for kapara. So let's say you're a kohen who was a zav. And now, you counted seven, you're tamei. So you can't eat truma. You count 7 days, you go to the mikvah, the sun sets. Can you eat the truma? So you might think not, because you have to bring a korban tomorrow and you're lacking kapara. And maybe because if I don't have kapara, how can I eat the truma? So the chiddush that the Mishnah is telling us in passing is that you know when they can start eating the truma? When the sun goes down. Even though he doesn't have atonement. So just like the Shema, you say the Shema when the stars come out. Guess what? A Kohen who's Tomei, regardless of what type of Tumah, sometimes it's a one-day Tumah, and when he goes to the mikvah, the Tumah's gone when the stars come out. But it could be he doesn't have the Tumah, but he still needs Kapara. Maybe if he doesn't have Kapara, he still can't eat the Truma. So the insight is that he can still eat the Truma just by going to the mikvah. That's all he needs. So that's the side Chiddush that we get together for two for the price of one. Which tomorrow we'll see the Braisa that will tell us this Halacha, in fact, that a Kohen whose Tameh can eat Truma even though he needs Kapara. Good start to the mission.